Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone!
Welcome back.
Just because last time you told me to be more fun, so I'm just trying.
Yeah, okay. No, it was good.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast where we talk all things skincare, makeup, and just generally being an influencer within the biz. I'm James Welsh.
Yeah, proper Welsh. Yeah,
Another
swift intro.
Yeah,
seamless intro.
Straight to the point. Seamless.
Yeah, I've been all right. I'm going away in 2 weeks, so I've been trying to get loads of stuff done.
Oh, where are you flying from?
Why?
And who with?
Why?
Have you seen BA Airlines Heathrow strike on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm not flying with BA.
Oh, thank the Lord de Lords. I don't think I ever would. I feel like the American ones are usually better.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I'm going in the opposite direction, so I'm flying Emirates.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm. Oh, Emirates is the best one.
It's lit. So I'm trying to get all my stuff together, trying to do things. And I, at the same time, trying to be on a diet, just so I can be like, you know, like
comfortable.
Not bloated on holiday. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not going well at all, so yeah.
Well, the thing is, you've lost some weight, and, like, we don't diet to be skinny anymore. We just diet to fit into clothes. I just
want to live a healthy lifestyle.
Listen, we are above the age of 30. If we don't do it now, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, and I would just love it if my thighs didn't rub together just from sitting down.
Have you been testing your chafing stick?
Yeah, the first chafing stick was a fail because it was so sticky that it was uncomfortable. But there is a brand that just launched. Maybe I'll use this as my favourites. I can't remember. I think it's called Mega Babe. It sounds like a 90s girls clothing brand, but they do like a detoxifying like underarm mask and soap. And then they
fuck is a detoxing underarm mask?
I think it's for when your underarms get really gross and it's like, right, let's sort this shit out. And I think it gets rid of like, what is that thing that metal does?
You mean aluminium?
Like, yeah, what does that do? I mean, it hasn't got aluminium in it.
No.
I think I'm just saying, no. What's it called?
You know,
it gets rid of all the nasties.
No, it doesn't.
This is just me making stuff up. I'll Google it.
I'm ready to punch them.
That's not their claim. That was my claim.
Okay.
Mega Babe. But here we go. Okay, Mega Babe Space Bar, Detoxifying Charcoal Underarm Bar. Description. Don't sweat the small stuff, or if you do, let Mega Babe Space Bar Underarm Soap freshen you up. This palm-free soap is designed to purify your pits. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the product we were talking about. That's just for soap. There's a mask. What is it, metal does? No, they also have, so basically they have a product called Fire Rescue, which I haven't tried just yet. Actually, I'm going to power walk around that field later with a dog, so I'll try it. Where's the mask gone?
Try and keep your thighs really close together and see if it works.
Yeah, I'll cross over my legs every time I walk. Okay, yeah. Happy Pits underarm mask. Meet your weekly pit detox. Happy Pits underarm detox. By the way, this came in a set free when I ordered the chub rub and the soap. Glycolic acid, willow bark, and tea tree clear away dead skin cells and reduce underarm bumps, while vitamin C brightens. Why do you need to brighten your armpits?
Because sometimes they get grey from too much deodorant. Yeah.
Pits are left deeply cleansed, softer, smoother, and brighter. Best of all, the No Mess applicator deposits the mask directly to skin, keeping your fingers clean.
That actually sounds decent.
Yeah, no, it is. See, don't listen to me. It doesn't claim to do what metal does.
They didn't even use the word detox. You just did that. You really dropped their minute.
No, it says right there, underarm detoxifying mask.
Oh, does it? Okay. That's, yeah, don't.
You didn't listen to a thing I said, considering I've been talking about it for so long.
I did. What are you talking about?
How's your week been?
Oh, don't, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Aww. So next week, I'm getting flooring fitted in my studio and my dressing room. It's been a long time coming because I'm one of those people that put things off all the time.
Lovely. Oh, it's gonna be
lovely. It's always next week. I'll do it next week. But it just means I'm going to have storage for everything. I've had this IKEA storage thing in the garage for like months now, and I've just got shit everywhere in my studio. And then
what is it? A Malm?
It's like drawers with like shelves above it.
Yeah, nice.
Like really big. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. And then I could order my rails and my little island for my dressing room.
You can order an island?
Yeah, so like you could put in, like it's like a glass top. You can put all your accessories underneath it. Then in the bottom is like blank space, and I'm going to put like boxes for like all the boring stuff like underwear and pajamas.
Crocs. A whole box of Crocs.
No, they're getting a glass shelf above the rails.
Dust-free bags.
Yeah, dust-free bags. You know, things like that. But nothing much has happened. I mean, what's happened? Nothing.
Oh, one of my dogs, Frankie, he was in the vet for three nights. He was in there with pancreatitis and he wasn't eating. So the vet called us and was like, do you want to come in and try and help him eat? So we did. We went there and they took us in like their little garden. And I don't know how, but I mean, I'm looking at him now and looking at him then, he looked pale.
Yeah.
He had black, he has black fur, but he looked... came out and he looked pale. And I was like, why are you pale? And well, because he was sick, but I don't even think that's possible. But something was off about him, that he looked pale. And he just waddled outside and grunted and just laid on the floor and he wouldn't eat. But he's all better now. He's back to eating, back to running around screaming. And wouldn't have it any other way.
We're having a bit of an issue with Bishop at the moment where he always just seems to be on and energetic. He gets 2 hours of exercise a day, right? Then we do like little things like licky mat, and we throw like little some of his food around the garden so he can sniff it and use his brain and his nose and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But he is just, and unless he's properly asleep, he's constantly breathing, like nonstop breathing, like really quick breaths until he's properly relaxed. And we just don't know. Like we're trying to like change his routine and give him more exercise, but not too much, and make things a bit less predictable. And it's just like an ongoing thing right now. We took him to the vet and they were just like, it could just be that he's just getting like, it's a sign that he needs his balls chopped off.
Well, maybe that's why I get out of breath walking up the stairs.
Yeah, maybe you need to be castrated.
Well, guys, we've done it again. We've answered a difficult question.
I have an even more... Sorry. I have a really tough question for you, actually. I'd never want to get political on this podcast.
All right.
But is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yeah, so ages and ages ago, the brand About Face, which is...
Halsey?
Is that how you say her name?
Halsey, yes. I'm sorry, Halsey. She can't sing.
I'm sorry. So she has this makeup brand called About Face, for those of you who don't know and do know.
Actually looks great.
You know, it looks really good. One thing I did, I've tried it. One thing I found about it, though, was when I used it the first time, I was a little bit like, okay, it's not, the products weren't conventional. Like, the cream eyeshadows and liquid eyeshadows were a little bit dry and a little bit difficult to use. And I was trying to create this look with it where I was like, you know what, smoky eye, whatever. And it just wasn't going right. And then I started to, like, use my fingers and paint, at, like, just, like, crazy, like crazy, and
like an artist.
I was like spinning around in an oversized shirt. And is that what artists do?
Yeah.
And like framing things with my hands like this. And it turned out really well. That's it. I've done it. My inspiration. And then I used a product yesterday, which I got in this PR kit ages ago, and it's called the Fractal Glitter Eye Paint, and They are so, so nice. I use the shade Smolder. It's currently out of stock on their website. And I uploaded a video, a TikTok, wearing it. And everyone, like, nobody was even replying to what I was saying. They were just asking what the colour was on my eyelids. Yeah. And it is really, really nice. It sat really comfortably on. It dries down, but it stays like this metallic glitter almost. It is so nice. And it's this really strong, intense shimmer. Beautiful. Fractal Glitter Eye Paints from About Face.
Oh, nice.
Real nice. Yes, James.
Yes.
Great. James, listen, I don't like to talk about current issues on this one. Or how you vote. But is there anything... Is there anything you've been loving recently?
Yes. Listen, I'm back to 25-year-old me and I'm loving coloured contacts, right?
Oh, all right.
But my usual issue with coloured contacts is they look like I'm about to perform in a show and they're like they're either grey, blue, green or brown or like honey, and they look like you've got a bit of like a disc of cardboard in your eye. I found this brand called Moody Lenses. Moody Lenses or Moody Lens? Moody. And they do coloured contacts. And my favourite colours for them are purples and pinks and reds. And like light blues, and they all sound like crazy, right? Like, oh my god, you can't do that.
But they wore these this one time at mine, yeah.
But they all look natural somehow. Do you know what I mean? They all look incredibly natural. This is one of my favorite ones, which I'll post. This is one that this is gifted, but I've also bought more than they've gifted
me.
I've
seen you've bought like loads of boxes of them.
I was there. It's true. I'm obsessed with them. But this is their Rosetta Nebula. These are daily disposables and they are like this brown black rose rings around the eyes with gold shimmer, not glitter, but like shimmer around it as well. But they somehow look natural. So they're mainly clear. So they work with your natural eye color. And every single one I wear always looks like really different, natural, like if, like, oh, I have naturally purple eyes, but with a glint of shimmer, like a little glint in your
eyes. Well,
you
know what? You were wearing the ones with purple when you came here once, and I didn't notice the purple, like, outrageously. I actually thought it was one of my lights shining in your eyes. The only thing I noticed that you were wearing a contact, and I think because we were doing something around for eyes, is because it did have that slight, you know, that contacts have that slight ring, but if they looked extremely natural. They really are my gut, Sam.
What
was it again?
It's and that again is Moody Lenses. But their Cosmo, their Space Glitter Ball is another day disposable that I love, which again is like, what is it? It's like pink and purple. And that's the one I wear mostly when we're in London and we're going to places and I want it to look like natural but special. But they're also so soft and comfortable. Like they don't hurt your eyes. You know, sometimes it feels like they're pushing on your eyes.
It feels like you put on backwards. And there's also a fawn.
Yeah, they also do this fuzzy mirror that
I picked up. Wow, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And so, they're in dollars. The price is in dollars. So do they ship to the UK?
They do, quite quickly as well. I think they actually ship from China.
Oh my god, they do a bit of everything.
You can have a really good shop on there. I love them. They have gifted, but they gifted to me because I went on my Instagram posted how much I bought from them and how much I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Nice. Just, you know, it's a bit spicy on the phone.
Something a bit spicy and different.
I'll tell you about different after the break.
What? Did I do it? Now there's a break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, listen, speaking of different, Robert, we're doing something different this season on the Double Cleanse. Once a month, we want to kind of talk about what's happened newsworthy-wise within the skincare makeup realm and beauty cosmetic realm and kind of discuss some of the top stories of the month and reflect.
Yeah, nothing crazy. This isn't a drama podcast.
Yeah,
it's not. Just beauty and brand news, things like that, you know?
Yeah, so let's just get into it. Speaking of drama...
Speaking of drugs.
This was actually quite a popular story, and I do have a couple of, like, things to say about this, I guess. However, I actually heard about this because people were tagging me in it non-stop over on Instagram. Everything I've got here is from cosmeticsbusiness.com. The founder of Skin Glass Beauty, Noor Farouk, has hit out at Natasha Denona for stealing her brand's concept. So yeah, Farouk's brand is called Skin Glass, and the Natasha Denona product is called Skin Glass. So this one product. So her Skin Glass product is like this, what is it, like a shimmery primer serum?
Right.
Yeah, whereas Farouk's whole brand is called Skin Glass. It's a mix of skincare and a few makeup bits in there.
The brand is well known for that Skin Glass, like, priming, you know, the same product that Natasha Denona launched, basically.
Right.
It's more popular for that brand, for that product, sorry.
Okay. So, Farouk took to her social media and said this, violating as fuck. I thought so much about how I wanted to approach this. Be coy, be politically correct, be tamed, keep your cool. But you know what? No, I won't be quiet because I spent countless fucking hours building this brand from the ground up with my own research, my own resources, my time, my heart and my soul. This is personal. She continues to say that the thing that pisses me off about this is that at Natasha Denona and at Natasha Denona Beauty know what Skin Glass is 100%. You just feel entitled to stealing it from it, stealing likeness, intellectual property, and the entire concept of Skin Glass because you feel entitled to it because your brand is bigger and you're richer, having all the resources at your fingertips. Disrespectful and disgusting. She continues, you've got a whole research and development team and you mean to tell me y'all just scrolled past all the Google results that brought up my brand when you type in Skin Glass, the website, the Instagram, the hashtags, the actual product. Yeah, no, get the fuck... Oh, GTFOH? What's that? Get the fuck out of here. And the fucking font too. Skin Glass Beauty then hinted that they were taking legal action. And I'm not sure what's going on currently, but I do know Natasha Denona took to her stories and basically said, completely our fault. We didn't look at the trademarking of Skin Glass. Therefore, and they won't be referring to this serum as Skin Glass in the future. It's got a very, very long story short. I just want to say something because the moment I heard about this story, I Googled Skin Glass as a brand and I couldn't find anything. Absolutely. I couldn't find anything. If you Google Skin Glass, you get glass skin.
Yeah. And I've actually Googled Skin Glass Serum. And I can't find anything.
Yeah. It's obviously like trending now because it's like all her products are sold out. And if you, I've obviously researched it since, so it is one of the first results now. But initially when I first did it, nothing came up. Absolutely nothing came up. And I will say that skin glass isn't necessarily the most, or in my opinion, the most original name or concept, seeing as glass skin has been such a popular thing for years and years and years. And as Natasha Denona says herself, that was just like her thing has been glass skin for years, and skin glass was just a very obvious name to choose. What I will say though is the lack of professionalism or accountability, not accountability, because I think her apology for me personally was enough. But what I will say is that the brand should have looked through trademarks. Is that not basic business practice? Is that not exactly what you should do?
I don't know if it is trademarked though. I think that was the issue.
Well then, I'm not being funny.
Wait, is it? Don't take that as gospel, because I don't know if it is. But I have to say, so I've even searched with a VPN on set to the States, and even searching skin glass. The main one that comes up is Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum. Mm-hmm. I was a bit surprised though that when I did see this, my first thoughts were, do they not have a research team that looked into this like a lot more? Like, because I mean, if I was ever going to name a product myself, the one thing I would do is Google it and look it up. I would go to YouTube and look for
reviews,
reviews, results.
You do like skin glass makeup, skin glass skincare, skin glass. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would do your due diligence and actually see. I mean, honestly, it's turned out for the better. I mean, it would have been best if Northrup didn't have to go through all of this, but her products are sold out. A lot more people know about her products. And I'll be honest with you, they look really decent.
They do look really good. And I've actually seen them around before. And actually, if you go to YouTube and type in skin glass, an interview, a video by someone called Kennedy J, Q&A with skin glass owner. And it's the first thing. And second is a video by someone called Rekai, trying North Face skin glass for the first time. Two years ago. They're both over 2 years old. So they've been there. They have been there. I think people who professionally look into brands should know, and they should know that there's something, you know what, I think we've been spelling it wrong. If you type in skin glass all together as one word, northface.com is one of the first things that comes up.
That's what I did. I did it all as one word. Nothing came up.
Oh, really? And Instagram comes up. But if you have a whole research team, I am a professional, like surely they can research deeper than we can. I mean, just Google and just YouTube. I mean, if we're a research team, we're not going to get paid to just search Google and just search YouTube, you know,
no, Instagram. Exactly.
I think there's so many things out there. You can search a hashtag, you can search on Instagram, on Twitter, and see a name. I do feel like they would have seen it before they named it, 100%.
Honestly, if I had kept researching rather than just doing like a surface level Google search and look on Instagram, if I had spent hours rather than like 5 minutes doing it, I would have found it easily.
And I do think that they would have looked at that brand and thought, smaller brand, it's fine. We'll take that.
I do believe that's what bigger businesses do with no problem, especially if they haven't trademarked their name. I'm not sure if she did or didn't trademark her name. I must say the Natasha Denona Skin Glass Serum prior doesn't look that nice. It looks like a...
I don't like Natasha Denona products, full stop. No. I hate the eyeshadow. I hate the blush. I think the products are overpriced for very lackluster and underwhelming products. I think I've used drugstore, honestly, that are better quality, and the price points are too high for what they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's literally, it's like a hydrating serum with some pearlescent-y mica type shit in it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What I do think, though, is I think, you know, as a brand owner, you can act however the fuck you want, do whatever you want. But I do think as a brand, she should have contacted them with legal action first.
Yeah.
And see how that played out. And then whip up this storm kind of thing, because I do think Natasha Denona's apology, I guess, was sincere. She seemed really sincere. She was like, you know, it's not an excuse. We were wrong. We should have just done our due diligences and looked it up more. But that doesn't excuse what happened. It's just annoying. It's just stupid. It's stupid.
But
what
for
they
a
did.
Smaller brand, right, as she said in her like statement about it, she's done all this by herself. Getting a lawyer and getting someone to then, approach them with things, when you can just go on the internet and everyone will kick off about something like this. Yeah. That's your backing. That's your, like, you know what? This is how many people aren't happy with your choice.
Yeah.
And this is why you're going to make a change.
What I will say, though, I think she did trademark it. If she didn't trademark it and that's her business, then that's fucking stupid.
I mean, we have trademarks for things
that don't even exist yet.
Don't even exist yet and don't matter. Like, you're like, our logos, things like that are all trademarks just in case. If somebody tries to reprint our merch, we can, you know, it's a copyright infringement. So it's not like wildly expensive, to be fair, as well. Yeah. And it's, especially if it's going to be a business, it's extremely important.
Yeah, I think so. I think for someone not to... Oh, they do have a trademark. North Face Skin Glass.
There you go. Then what happened? What happened with their research? It's so stupid.
I know. Oh my God. See, that's the thing. It's like, I believe what Natasha Denona said, but I don't think it's right. Do you mean?
I think she was a genuine... I don't know. There's ups and downs for it for me. I feel like, I mean, we've just sat here and looked up the trademark. That easy. And we're not expert researchers, you know what I mean?
But this is the thing, is like, I feel like part of me is like, it takes 2 minutes to realize someone else has done skin glass. But like, as I said, it's such an obvious name. Like, it's not like crazy out there. Like, why, the fact that someone has skin glass trademarked is kind of a bit odd, seeing as glass skin.
I think it's because it's pretty much the same product. If it was a toner or a cleanser or a primer that maybe didn't have a shine to it, or like a highlighter, then yes.
Oh, well, she has those.
Who does?
Skin glass. They sell skincare. They sell a mist. They sell.
But I think as well, because it was so precise. It's two serums that do the same thing. It's pretty much like that's a straight up copy.
Well, whatever. I'm happy for her. I'm glad that her brand's selling out. I'm glad that people have found it because the products look really decent. Natasha Denona can afford to rebrand. And it's their fault that they have to, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do as a business.
Exactly.
Right? And the fact they admitted it doesn't make it better. It's just like, you're stupid.
Yeah, it shows a bit of, what's the word?
Lack of business.
Lack of business etiquette.
No business was done. Right, I have some more interesting news. Superdrug pledges increased SPF testing on darker skin tones.
Nice.
Now, we all know that, I know, especially the makeup industry is kind of inherently racist.
Can I just start? Sorry, for those of you who are in the US who aren't familiar with Superdrug. Superdrug is a UK drugstore like Walgreens, basically.
Yes, yeah. It's definitely known as the most affordable. It's kind of like, one of the cheaper places. Yeah. So,
It's more like CVS then. And then...
Okay. So again, this is from Cosmetic Business. They say the pledge forms a part of Superdrug's Shades of You campaign, which aims to implement 10 actionable inclusivity changes across the business. This includes bringing black-owned brands into the business as well. Extending its range of black-owned businesses, brands by 5%, launching exclusive brands such as Nyla's Naturals, Flora and Curl, and Juvia's Place. The skincare industry, according to the AS Watson owned retailer, typically focuses sunscreen testing on lighter skin types, which we know. As a result, only 4% of the testers with darker skin are included in skincare trials, if at all. I'm adding that on at the end. If you look at a lot of clinical trials, it's what is often Caucasian to like mixed to a light tan. Do you know what right, I mean? It's very right. rarely on black people. When it is, it's like one or two people. So recent trials for Superdrug's newest sun and skincare launch from their own brand B, which actually does some decent products.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's an SPF 50, used a panel of 100 people with Fitzpatrick scale skin types 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So the budget retailer has also extended its range of black owned. Oh, I've said that already. Sorry. So that's really interesting. I honestly didn't expect a brand like Superdrug to be the first people to make this kind of change.
No, I didn't, to be honest with you. I for sure would have thought it would have been like Number 7 or Dove or someone like that who kind of definitely in their advertisements seemingly, or even Olay, who have been great at like inclusivity and representation recently, I thought it would have been a brand like that to kind of like jump ahead, or whoever they're represented by to jump ahead and kind of push out testing. So Superdrug is, I wouldn't say, are the most leading when it comes to tests. Yes, and things
that's a good
like
word.
That.
Yeah.
Or any, you know, you go there, they're definitely like a very well-known, well-established a place to buy products, and I always buy from there. But I wouldn't think of them when it came to like trials. I wouldn't think of them, you know.
No, and that's the thing. But I guess that kind of shows the difference between brands doing performative inclusivity, which you see a lot of, like, you know, let's get a black person, let's get an Asian person in our campaign, and you know, that would do for this month. You know,
that's it. We've done it. Yeah,
we've done it now. And that's the thing is that. A huge issue I often see with a lot of the black skincare creators, especially when it comes to sunscreen, is brands will include all shade ranges in their advertisement, but you never really see them using the product. And especially with sunscreen, mineral sunscreens, which are known to leave a white cast, these campaigns that include black people with Fitzpatrick scales types 5 or 6 in their campaigns haven't actually got the product on their skin, judging by the black influencers actually using the product and being like, yeah, and being like, this isn't for us. And then
that's
the brand
how it works.
Yeah. And then the brands will often blame them for not using it properly when there's really only one way to use sunscreen.
How difficult is it to use a fucking sunscreen?
I know.
You put on your face.
Exactly. They're like, warm it up a bit. It's like, no, don't do that.
No,
like,
don't just, yeah.
So it's interesting to see that, because Superdrug haven't been like screaming and raving about this. This is stuff that they're doing behind the scenes with their own brand. In order to make a difference. And I think that's really, really interesting. If I had not stumbled across this article, I would not have put Superdrug as a brand who were making this kind of change.
No. And I think it's a really good thing to start doing. I mean, it should have been done anyway, but you know, with things like this, people live in the fucking 60s and 50s. But it's definitely something that needs to be done. Sunscreen. There's always people who are like, oh no, I tan really well, I don't need sunscreen. It's like, everybody needs sunscreen. Every single person, whether they're extremely fair and extremely young or have deeper skin tones and a lot older or a lot, like, everybody needs sunscreen. So to have it, like, imagine going to get a sunscreen, but the only options are ones that make you look grey.
Well,
or
this
like
is
light
what,
purple. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is what annoys me about the current state of clean beauty and sunscreen is a lot of people like chemical sunscreens, which have the chemical filters, oxybenzone, all that kind of stuff. People are saying that these are bad for your body. They're bad for the environment. They're, you know, they're full of toxins and they get into your body.
Nasties.
But these are the only options for some people. So when you have all these other people being like, mineral sunscreens are, you know, the more superior sunscreen, when they're not saying that chemical is, you know, it really depends on you and your skin and what you're going to use. But to say that mineral sunscreens are the one you prefer because they're better for the environment, they're better for your skin, when none of this is actually backed up by anything, it really pisses me off. It's really annoying because some people do not have the choice to use these sunscreens. And then brands will launch tinted sunscreens thinking that's the answer to everything, but they are still mineral sunscreens. And unless you have the exact color of that tint, you're still going to get like this grayish kind of cast on your skin. So it's good to see that, but not just, you know, for how it looks in your skin, but it's good to see these darker skin types actually be included in clinical trials to see how it reacts on their skin, you know, because other things like chemical exfoliants, other actives, you know, it'll be more interesting to see how it, you know, if it does change, because there's a lot of talk online as well about how darker skin tones, you know, darker skin tones, you know, anything from like Fitzpatrick 3 upwards shouldn't be using AHAs because it can make you you know what I mean. It scars you, all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool. I thought that was cool. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
So do you remember Emily Weiss? She's the founder of Glossier, but she was the super intern from The Hills. You know when Lauren went to go do that thing at Vogue and she was the intern who was like, they were setting the tables or something? Emily Weiss, I think it is, W-E-I-S-S. Do you remember her? And she was like kind of annoying.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's Glossier is her brand.
Right.
Yeah. So up until recently, she's been CEO and founder of Glossier. However, after 8 years, she's going to step down as the company's CEO. She announced that via Instagram, also the blog post on the brand's website, and that the new chief executive officer, CEO, is going to be someone called Kyle Leahy, who has served as chief compliance officer of the brand since 2021.
Okay.
So Emily Weiss says, a founder is a forever identity, one that starts with a kernel of an idea and never ends. I will always be Glossier's founder. She goes on to say, but a CEO is the champion that a company looks to lead it into tomorrow. Each year, she says she reflected on the brand and the ever-evolving role of the CEO. She says during check-ins, she always asked, am I the best person to lead the company for where we are and where we're headed? If not, who is? Mm. She was basically saying that, you know, and I've seen a lot of brand founders kind of go back and forth with this, you know, am I a CEO or am I a founder? You know, am I the creative mind behind it? Or am I the business model? Am I, you know, all that kind of stuff? She goes on to say that ultimately, is a perfect fit for the role because of her huge heart and prior experience with audience expansion. She says from the get-go, Kyle understood that Glossier is in year 7 of a 100-year journey. We had a long discussion about the evolution of our company strategy, anchored in our shared understanding that distribution channels change. History is cyclical, but iconic brands and products are forever. So even though she's stepping down as CEO, she's still going to have a huge part as the brand founder. You know, she's still going to be there doing what she does. But I just thought that was interesting because I think, you know, thinking about it, I would never be able to be CEO of anything.
I think it's way too much pressure. You have to know everything. If you think you're not good at it and you have to question it like a lot, I know there's like imposter syndrome and people are good at things, but if you're more of a creative mind, maybe that is where you should be. Looking at her now I know who she is. The brand and their choices up to now make a lot of sense to me now.
Yeah.
From seeing who she is, because like, oh, that's why it's like that.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to maybe get a different perspective from someone and see, you know, what direction it can go in. Maybe having somebody who is a little bit more the mind of a CEO will be able to kind of like look at other brands, the future of other brands as well, and see what's going on. We might see something a little bit more interesting from Glossier. Maybe they can grow as a brand a little bit more because I feel they're steady. I know that she's mentioned like iconic products, but when I think of products from Glossier, none of them stand out to me to a point where it's like, that is iconic. Like everyone, I need that in my kit. Everyone needs this. Everyone needs that. My favorite foundation, my favorite concealer. I wouldn't say it's reached iconic level.
No, and I think that's the thing with Glossier is they've been struggling recently. Like we were in London the other day and I pointed out a poster for it. I was like, Olivia Rodrigo is now the face of Glossier. Yeah.
And she's like, who's Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah. So Glossier is very much founded on that millennial pink kind of vibe. Yeah. You know, you go to the shops and it's all very like, oh, Pinterest, and we wear a lot of linen.
Yeah.
And we've always said in our reviews for their makeup and their skincare that skincare makeup for people who don't need skincare or makeup.
Yeah. My best skin vibe.
What's that thing they say now, like clean girl vibe they put on TikTok? But that's the thing, is they were kind of stuck in that rut of they're for millennials, they're this, and like you said, nothing really happened. And in fact, earlier on in the year, we could tell they were struggling because they laid off 1/3 of their corporate employees, mostly in the tech department side of it.
Oh.
They basically said that they're just shifting things.
We're making changes.
So they say we are shifting our technology strategy to leverage external partners for parts of our platform that we're currently maintaining internally. I don't have a fucking clue what that means.
Yeah, something about figures and dices.
But you know what? They're worth 1.1 billion.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, as of two, so that's pretty
good. You know
good.
What? I would sell the company. I'd be like, I never have take to work it. Again.
I'd be like, sell it to L'Oreal.
Billion, I'm good. Yeah, it's absolutely fine. Like, I'm set for life.
They say, actually, this is from TechCrunch, saying that the company seemed to have changed course on its decision to double down on e-commerce alone, saying it planned to use a Series E funding to open 3 new permanent physical stores in Seattle, Los Angeles, and London, and it will also reopen its New York City location. So they seem to be concentrating less on online presence and more in physical person.
I find that so weird because wasn't it... Everything was shutting down earlier last year. Mm. They were like, back online, everyone's back online. And now what? Now everyone's like, open a shop again, open a shop. Like, yeah. It seems like everything's shifting and going, I don't know. I find that a really weird choice.
Yeah, I do find it weird. I find it very weird. But I also find it weird because it's such a drastic change for a brand that's not made any changes since 2014. Since
right.
It launched. Right. It's literally the same product. It's the same. The website's been the same. Ever since. It's been that millennial pink. And this is the thing is I feel like everyone who loved the brand and grew with the brand are now over it because they've not done anything new. And I don't think it's necessary for a brand to keep pushing out new products all the time. In fact, I think that's out of shit. Like, just, you know, don't
But once
launch.
A year.
But once a year or like, not rehash or like, new packaging.
Limited edition product, new packaging.
Yeah,
exactly.
New campaigns. Like, you know, try and reinvent what people already love. And yeah, it's just been a bit like, it's just, I find it very odd. I wonder how Glossier is a brand that's so millennial and so nothing in the sense that, I feel like, this is the thing, I feel like when it comes to makeup, Gen Z are very much about wearing makeup. I feel like there's either the people who don't wear makeup or they use it as an expression for art, like we were talking about earlier, you know, self-expression, all that kind of stuff. I just don't look at Glossier and think Gen Z at all. And
you
just because you get
it
Olivia Rodrigo, it's not, you know.
It's a brand that sell products that perhaps a maturer audience would appreciate. Lightwear foundations that are very nicely hydrating, very sheer, concealer, like products that sit really well on what's considered a maturer skin, but they're aiming it at younger people.
Yeah.
And when you look at the brands that actually stand out to younger people, they're not like nude, natural, no, nothing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people are doing this whole like clean skin thing, but still wearing fucking loads of makeup. Like it's still like heavy full coverage products. Mm. They're just using a normal amount now, you know?
Yeah. Right. Should we talk about some new products?
Yeah, let's do it.
So you actually tweeted about this, about House Labs, Lady Gaga's brand. Are they relaunching or are they just being interesting for once?
I think they're relaunching because they were solely on like Amazon and like places like that. And
didn't she say that didn't she say that they were on Amazon first of all because they allowed her the freedom to basically do what she wanted with the brand?
I don't even know. I think it's a weird choice to just exclude, like Amazon fine, but exclusively is a bit, I wouldn't, you know, go in that direction personally.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think with this brand, with Lady Gaga's brand, they launched completely wrong. The whole vibe, everything was wrong. It was such a non-event. And let's be real, in terms of marketing, Lady Gaga is a certain way. She can absolutely release anything she wants, but what her fans are expecting, what other people are expecting, is something more artistic, which she should have done in the first place.
Her makeup.
And now, because she's a very creative person, everything she does has turned out amazing, except for this makeup brand. I've actually launched in black packaging, very sleek, very like, it was very much like, you know, you would think it was more Victoria Beckham than Lady Gaga. So now when we look at this brand, I think they're a little bit behind because I look at the brand now and I think off about face because we have all these bright colors, all these products that could be used in a really nice artistic way.
I mean, I'm looking at the website and I'm getting REM beauty.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mix of everything. Mm. And I just wish they had gone in like a more creative direction originally, because now this brand seems underwhelming, although I'm sure it's going to be okay in terms of the products.
I was thinking like more like affordable Illamasqua, do you mean, kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. I think it's...
I also find infuriating is the clean, and I feel like clean, the concept, like clean makeup, clean artistry, and I feel like that is a desperate attempt to latch onto what is becoming popular again, is that kind of clean beauty movement.
Leave the word clean out of it, like, because, and yeah, people have a different, like, people might be like, yeah, it's good, it's clean, but what is clean? It's
nothing.
An unregulated term. So what does clean mean to you that you're supporting that term clean? Mm-hmm. Because it's unregulated. If you're doing something extra special to make sure your brand is more eco-friendly, so say it. Don't be like, clean. Because what? Because what are you doing?
That
you
is know? The thing. Right. So this is the thing, is avoid words like no nasties, clean. If you don't want parabens in your skincare, explain why. Explain why. Just leave the word clean out, but explain why. And also stop telling us what's not in your skincare or makeup and tell us what is in your skincare and makeup.
Right.
And like, we're free from all this. No one fucking knows why. Just talk about, like, do you know what I mean? Like, do what you want as a brand, but just talk about why, you know?
Exactly.
Will you be buying it? It launches in 7 days, 13 hours, 38 minutes, and 11 seconds.
I don't think they're selling to the UK. So I think they're just doing exclusively US and Canada now, which I do have a US address, but I feel like by the time I get it, the kind of hype will be over, because I'll get it. I record my videos sometimes a week, 2 weeks in advance. The hype will die down quite quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it will do. And I wonder if it's going to be a successful launch or not.
I think it's great for her fans.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Okay, let's move on to the next one. So I picked this one out because I'm half interested in it myself. This is the NYX This Is Milky Lip Gloss. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I feel like this is an extended shade range, I believe, because I know they do a blue and I don't see that in the post, but they have these really nice... This is what I really like about lip glosses, when they have a kind of like... fuller coverage that is almost see-through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this buttery, almost, or like they say, milky gloss.
I feel like milky is the wrong word, right? It's more like syrupy, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. But like it's more milky, almost has like this cloudiness to it.
Oh,
like
yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it looks a little bit fuller, but also see-through. I loved a campaign. I used everyone of every kind of gender and race and
age. We've got moustaches in there. Really nice. We've got,
There's beards, there's goatees, there's non-beards, non-goatees. Mm-hmm. And it was nice. These look extremely comfortable. NYX, I love their products. I think they're really, really good when it comes to drugstore products, because it doesn't feel like you're using drugstore a lot of the time. Mm. One of their yellow eyeshadows is the best yellow eyeshadow I've ever used. The shade range is really cool. I really, really like... They have one shade in there particular, which I'm really looking at, called Mint Choc Chip Shake, and it's green. Green on top of any color is a transformative color.
I don't see it. Green... Where is it?
What are you on?
Their website is not on there, is it?
If it's on the UK one, it's not launched in the UK.
Oh.
They have this, and green on top of red looks incredible. Green on top of like a deep purple look amazing. It just give green a go.
Give green a go. Oh yeah, look at that. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I might have to get me a few of those, because I think they're going to make nice, just kind of like overnight balms as well.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next one, and I've picked this one for a reason. This is the Kylie Skin Lavender Bath Collection. Here's my qualm with Kylie Skin. Every single product she launched wasn't anything interesting. Nothing was new. Her skincare, she's got her own version of products that are popular. She's even got her own version of St. Ives Apricot Scrub in there, right? Nothing exciting.
Luxury.
What I do find interesting about this bath collection is that it's probably one of the only half original things she's done with the brand. And I think it's quite a nice bundle. So you basically get a lavender body lotion, a lavender bath bomb, a relaxing candle, lavender bubble bath, and lavender body oil. Oh, extortionate. The candle's 31 quid. The oil was 25 quid. Like, oh no, body lotion 25. Okay, no, that's actually all right.
Okay,
and the whole,
yeah,
the whole bundle you can get for £96, which I think is half decent. And honestly, I think this is a nice set. If you're a fan of Kylie, if you like the Kardashians, then you might like this. And I do think this is a relatively nice thing. Like, I wish someone would do this. There are no bath, shower, specific brands that really stick out to me that aren't just what you see in Boots.
No, that's very true. You know why? Because it feels like such a...
everyday mundane thing.
An everyday basic. It's like releasing exciting brands of butter. Like, you're going to use it, but it's just a quick, like, you have to use it. Our next venture.
Yeah, bye.
Back down.
But dude, I just think it's interesting. I think lavender definitely makes me throw up and feel sick. Honestly, her Kylie baby stuff was also very, very good.
Yeah.
So if you do have more sensitive skin and you're into like millennial pink and baby blue kind of packaging, the bath stuff was actually really decent. It's kind of like naturally quite soft and gentle because it's for babies. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think the lavender, I'm not going to get it, but I think if you like lavender and you like your births, I think it's a nice little thing to get or to buy someone.
It's a very gifty thing. I wonder what the thought of releasing it now, like when you think of like baths and like more winter or like, you know, autumn,
maybe
like
she
cozy
did launch
time,
it
right?
A while ago. I don't know when she actually launched this.
Oh, everyone's like, why are you talking about last year?
Yeah, this is literally 2 years ago. Let me see. Oh no, May.
Oh,
yeah. So relatively new. But yeah, lavender for me just makes me feel sick. You know, it's makes me relaxing. It gives me a headache.
Yeah, it depends how strong it is. Because if it's like a nice, like calming, like, oh, it's a pillow spray, then I'm all right with that.
No, they're the ones that make me feel sick.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, right. Let's finish it there because we've been going for ages now. It's going to be a really long episode.
This has been like an hour we've been talking.
I know.
So Marcus, cut that down to 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes. All right. Listen, stay tuned for more podcast episodes.
Stay tuned for a podcast.
Go follow us on the Welsh Twins. And you know who our other bits.
You know our other pieces.
Our other pursers. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.